Yes, I was just with one of you a while ago to try to get my Netscape communicator to come up, and we did some corrections, and it still doesn't come up. I still have to wait and wait, nothing happens.
What do you mean by nothing?
All I'm getting is a partial screen of the Netscape communicator and egg timer and 20 whatever that might mean at the bottom. It doesn't say a word about the documents done. It just says 20 whatever measurement that is. I don't know what it would what the 20 represents, but it just stays on 20. And that's what I have, and I'm trying to get my email to come up so I could get mail started. And
okay, after the computer tells you you're connected, are you double-clicking on your Netscape icon?
Well, yes. Yes, uh-huh.
And nothing comes up?
It comes up, but it just goes on and on and on with the egg timer going, and it's always that 20 amount, and it just stays at that amount. It never, ever changes. And that's part of the measurement of time that one waits, I suppose, for it to come up.
What version of Netscape is it?
I think I had just hit Netscape, and there is a Netscape communicator, and there's also a messenger too. There are three different.
There should be like a number associated with it, like Netscape 7. Something maybe.
It's still 4.1. I tried to download once, and I was having trouble with this computer. It was two viruses on it, and it's been in the shop.
Okay, go ahead and open up. Go ahead and open up Netscape Communicator, and if it tries to connect, just cancel the connection and tell it you want to work offline.
Oh. Okay, how would I choose offline when it wouldn't show it up on the screen?
Just double-click on Netscape, ma'am.
Just double-click on Netscape icon. Not communicative icon, just the Netscape one.
Well, whatever you normally click on to bring up your websites.
Okay, just choose to work offline, and that will get my email.
No, ma'am. Did you double-click on the communicator icon or whatever icon?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. Do you have an option to dial or work offline or something like that right now?
I don't know. I didn't have it on. I switched the whole thing off in order to stop the whole thing from working because it would not be fun.
Wait a minute. So the whole time I've been telling you to double-click, the computer hasn't even been on? Is that right?
I just now turned it on again. Yes, it's been on several times, but this time I forgot to turn it back on again when I got you on the phone right away.
Let me know when the computer's back up, please.
It's coming up now. Are you always this, never mind. I'm waiting for it to come up, the Netscape. Then I'm supposed to work offline if there's a start communicator.
Let's just start with the first icon and see what it brings up. It might bring up a connection.
It brings up Netscape communicator, and then I get this Netscape is unable to locate the server.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it didn't bring up, it didn't try to connect to the internet or anything, right?
No.
Okay, good. Let me see if I can find. I want you to click on 4.1, you say?
It's 4.7. I'm sorry. I thought it was 4.1, but it's not. It's 4.7.
All right. That'll take me a minute. Hang on. All right. Click on Edit and then Preferences.
I don't see a menu that has that choice for me.
It's up across the top menu. File, Edit, View, Co-Communicator.
Right. And what do you want me to do? Click on Edit?
Yes. And then click on Preferences.
Okay.
And then, let's see here. you click on the very first item that pops up, which is, I believe, is appearance.
Appearance.
The category on the left.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, you want me to click on appearance.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a second. Actually, click on the navigator, which is right below that, not appearance, sorry.
Okay, all right.
On the right-hand side, do you see an option that displays, labeled something along the lines of start page or home page or something like that?
I see, yes, I see blank page, home page, and last page visited.
Okay, what's checkmarked?
The home page.
What's listed as the home page?
Beg your pardon?
There should be a website address typed in there. What's listed?
Well, we've got www.yahoo.com in the location. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Just a second.
Okay.
That's who your email is through, correct?
No, not through Yahoo. It's through Netscape Communicator.
Well, Netscape is not an email service. It's just the program you use to access.
I see.
Your email. So, what is your email address?
My email address. I wasn't aware that it was Yahoo and this location that's up on the.
But no, I mean, if you tell somebody to email you, what do you tell them?
Say that again?
If you were to tell somebody to send you an email, what address would you give them?
I would give them. I suppose. My new address.
All right. So you don't have any old addresses that you're wanting to gain access to then?
I don't have what?
Any old email addresses, like from a former?
Everything's on old addresses. That company couldn't serve my area anymore. That's why I'm using you.
All right, click on down where it says mail and news groups. Do you see that?
Not yet. Mail and news groups.
It's under Navigator.
Yeah, okay.
All right, click on the little plus sign next to that.
Okay.
Go to Identity and click on it one time.
Okay.
Under your name, what does it say there?
It says netdirectnet.net, which is my old...
Just go ahead and erase that and just type in your name the way you would normally type it on a letter or...
My name or the email address?
No, just your name.
Just a moment till I erase that, all of that. My email address is, part of it was correct and part of it isn't. Okay, you want me, my name is, yes, I've got that in there, that's
okay.
Correct.
Then go down to where it says email address.
Right.
And erase whatever's in there.
Okay, I did.
Then type in, for your email address.
And please repeat the new email address. Dot net.
Right.
Oh, sorry. It's not. I'm trying to type with one finger in it. What is that? There's no dot between the and net, correct?
No, it's
dot net. Okay, just a moment. Okay, I've got that down.
All right, go over back to the left and click on the option that says mail servers right under identity.
Okay.
Where it says incoming mail servers, how many servers are listed there?
Just one, popnetdirect.net.
Okay, click on it once so it's highlighted.
It is highlighted.
Go over and click on the delete button.
Okay.
And then that box should now be empty.
It is.
Okay. Click on Add.
Add, okay.
Yes. And what pops up on the screen?
No name, but the server type is IMAP in large letters, the server.
Okay. It says server name, server type, and username?
The username is a blank.
Okay. Where it says server type, you need to click.
In all in one.
Yeah, all it's all lowercase letters. mail.net.
I'm going to read that back to you. I've got mail.net.
I've got mail.net. Good. Where it says outgoing mail server username, that needs to be completely blank.
It has to be blank?
Yep.
Okay.
Down below that, you'll have three options. It'll say never, if possible, and always. Put a dot in front of never.
It's already in place.
Okay, good. On the left-hand side, go back up to where it says Navigator and click on that once.
On Navigator?
Yes.
Okay.
Put a dot in front of Use Blank Page.
Use Blank Page. Hmm.
Well, it should list the three options that were there. Use Last Page Visited, Use Blank Page, or Use Home Page. You see that?
You wanted me to go to the left and pick up on mail and use...
No, I wanted you to go to the left and click on Navigator.
Oh, Navigator. Well, there you go. Okay, I've got... Now, which one did you want me to click on of all these?
Put a dot in front of blank page.
Blank... Oh. Okay. Right, done.
All right. Click OK at the bottom.
Okay.
That'll take you back to your main Netscape.
It does.
All right.
Which is completely blank.
That's the way it should be. Go ahead and close it.
Okay.
And essentially what I want you to do this time is we're going to forget about websites for right now. All I'm interested in is whether your email works or not.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to establish a connection like you did last time, start up Netscape,
mm-hmm.
and check your mail. And then... All I want to know at that point is whether you received any messages or not, or if you got an error message while trying. If you do get an error message, you either need to leave it on the screen so you can read it to me, or you need to write it down, one of the two. Okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and hang up with me and connect to the internet, try and get your mail and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.